Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 30th of July. I'm Paul White. It is so good to have you with me. I was thinking about what to do on this final day for our regular podcast for July. Tomorrow's the essay edition. And I thought, how can we just leave poor Hagar out here in the wilderness talking to the angel, answering the question that is asked of her in Genesis 16:8, where have you come from and where are you going? How can we leave her there? It's not fair. That's only halfway through the chapter. The chapter 16 verses long. So I want to close out by closing out this story because it has an amazing ending and it has a lesson to teach us. When Hagar, I'm not going to give you the backstory. You've had the last couple podcasts. You know what's going on if you don't read Genesis 16. After the question, where have you come from, where you're going? Hagar's answer is, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai. She's really trying to answer both questions with one answer. I'm fleeing from. In other words, where I'm going is, I don't care. I'm just trying to get away from my mistress Sarah. And the angel says to her, go back. Submit yourself under her hand. I was reading that thinking, why does the angel tell her to go back? Because the concern for God is Hagar and Ishmael. He wants to take care of Hagar and Ishmael. And please get this. We're a little too hard on characters like Hagar. And I'm not throwing stones at the Apostle Paul, but Paul's allegory that Hagar is the flesh and Sarai is the promise hasn't helped us in our understanding of Hagar. It's not Hagar's fault. Hagar did not have any say in this. She is a slave. She was taken advantage of, and she runs because the very people who are supposed to take care of her don't want anything to do with her. And do you know where God goes in this story? He goes into the wilderness and talks to Hagar because Hagar is important to the heart of God. Whomever Hagar may be in our midst is important to the heart of God. It is, we should never forget that the Father abandons no one. Even the one that we don't think belongs, the Father abandons no one. So the Lord tells her to go back and submit herself under her hand. And then he promises her, I'm going to multiply your descendants exceedingly. So they're not going to be counted for multitude. I don't know that I've ever heard this really articulated. God makes the same promise to Hagar that he made to Abraham. And you could say, well, he has to because he made that promise to Abraham. But no, he doesn't. Abraham's descendants, he could talk about them solely through Sarah and solely through Isaac. Isaac's not born yet. But he includes Hagar. God's no respecter of gender, by the way. The promise he made to Abraham, he turns around and makes to Hagar. I'm going to multiply your descendants exceedingly, so they're not even going to be able to count them for multitude. Now listen to what he says in verses 11 and 12 of Genesis 16. Behold, you're with child. You shall bear a son, and you'll call his name Ishmael. Ishmael in the Hebrew means God hears. So every time you look at that baby, you need to be reminded, I heard you. I heard you and I hear you, because the Lord has heard your affliction. He shall be a wild man. His hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Honestly, how could he be anything else? He's not going to be accepted from the day he's born. He is going to be a wild man. He is going to ultimately end up making fun of Isaac and cutting him down, and is going to be turned away from Abraham and Sarah. But even then, God's going to bless Hagar. She called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees. And that's the Hebrew word El Roi. E-L, as in God. R-O-I. God sees. Or the one who sees. You are the God who sees because I've seen him and he sees me. And the phrase where she says, I've seen him, is literally in the Hebrew, I've seen his backside. I saw God walk away. I saw the back part of God. Who else gets to see the back part of God. You know the story. Moses. Now, when God... I'm going to slow down for a second. This excites me. I'm processing this as I go right here. When Moses asks God, show me your goodness. Show me your glory. Sorry. Show me your glory. God walks past Moses and shows him his backside. And on the backside of God, Moses sees God's goodness and long-suffering and mercy. So when Moses wants to see God's glory, God shows him his goodness. Where's his goodness? He shows him as he walks away. Hagar saw it first. Hagar saw it first. An Egyptian slave, an Egyptian prince, Moses, an Egyptian slave, Hagar, an Egyptian prince, Moses, sees the goodness of God. Hagar sees the backside of God centuries before Moses does. Congratulations, ladies. Once again, God never hides his heart because of who you are. Therefore, the well is Bir Lahai Ra. Observe it. It's between Kadesh and Bered. Bir Lahai Ra is well of the one who lives and sees me. She goes back home to Abraham. Abraham names the son Ishmael. Abraham is 86 years old. And then chapter 17 starts and it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham. So think about this. The person that suffers through this is Abraham and Sarah. Sarah enters confusion and chaos. She gets mad. She's never really the same again. Abram doesn't hear from God for 13 years. Between the end of chapter 16 and the opening of chapter 17. He's 86 at the end of one chapter, and he's 99 when the Lord appears to him and reestablishes covenant at the early part of chapter 17. 13 years of silence. Who gets taken care of during the 13 years? Hagar and Ishmael. This is powerful, man. This is grace in action. This is mercy. God bless this lady. What I want you to take away from this podcast today, he always follows you into the wilderness. He gives revelation to undeserving people. How much more you, who are in his hand. You ought to embrace that today. Tomorrow, the Deeper Daily Podcast, Essay Edition. See you then. God bless.